Sometimes observing nature need go no further than an encounter with the neighborhood cat. Today, Jane Andrews confronts the ever-present hunting instincts of a domesticated cat. This is A Walk in the Park.
When my husband and I moved into our house 7 years ago, there seemed to be an unspoken agreement with the neighborhood cat, nicknamed the Sheriff. He gets access to anyone's property and we get to pay our bills. The Sheriff patrols like a puffed-up security guard, but is not looking out for anyone's interest but his own. This cat is very elusive. In 7 years, we, as well as our neighbors, have no idea who this cat belongs to, nor if he has a home at all. One thing we do know is that he is always on the hunt. Outside cats are a leading cause for overall bird population decline. The average catch is a bird a day for each cat. They also go after rodents, insects, rabbits, and even chickens and ducks their own size. The Sheriff is a cat for whom I don't have much affection, mostly because the respect is not reciprocal. Although it is clear that I am bigger than he is, he looks at me as if I am in his way. This morning, I confronted the cat in pursuit of a young rabbit. Even though the rabbit left some fertilizer in with my lettuces, I am willing to share for now. The cat was in a standoff with the rabbit, and when I opened the door, the rabbit took the opportunity to run into a drainpipe. The cat then made himself very comfortable at the base of the pipe and refused to move no matter what I did. So I left it alone. The debate in my head was to either interfere or leave it alone and let nature take its course. Ever since I rescued a bunny from the curiosity of my dog, there is a special place in my heart for bunnies. Yes, they multiply to be a source of food for hawks and other wildlife, but I can't possibly be the only human who delights in a bunny's cuteness and finds them adorable. Annoyed or entertained, nature brings out a range of emotions in us. Nature is subtle, powerful, delightful, fascinating, and at times overwhelming. One thing for certain, nature can take us out of our own heads. With everything that is happening in the world and in our lives, it is still nature that gives us the much-needed perspective we all need.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.